Well, let the geek in the pink take a stab at it. If you like the way I'm thinking, baby, wink at it. I may be skinny at times, but I'm fat full of rhymes. Pass me the mic and I'm gonna grab at it. Well, isn't it delicious, crazy way that I'm kissing this baby? Listen to this, don't wanna miss it while I'm sitting. Sometimes you gotta fit in to get in, but don't ever quit, cause soon I'm gonna let you win. Well, see, I don't care what you might think about me. You'll get by without me if you want. Well, I could be the one to take you home. Maybe we could rock the night alone. If we never get down, it wouldn't be a letdown. But sugar, don't forget what you already know. That I could be the one to turn you out. We could be the tall blue across the town. Don't judge it by the color, confuse it for another. You might regret what you let slip away. Like the geek in the pink.
We're back. That's right. This is formerly CNY Russell's podcast and formerly my guest at this time podcast. Decided to come back, start something new, fresh, a new format, a new title. This is now the Geek in the Pink podcast with your host, myself, Mike Jones-Billidoux. Kind of wanted to do something a little more than just wrestling. Wanted to talk about all things kind of geek. Wrestling, comics, movies, TV, anything that we could talk about, really. And today I wanted to kind of welcome everyone back to the podcast, but talk about what's been going on with ex-WWE wrestler Marty Jannetty and his cryptic and kind of frightening Facebook post the other day that's kind of caught media attention all over the country, where he confessed to making a man disappear, whether that means he ran away or he killed him, which kind of sounds like he killed him if you ask me, if you heard his interview that night with Boston Wrestling on YouTube. Pretty much said he bashed the guy in the face with a brick in the head and then disposed of the body. He didn't come out and say it in those words, but that's exactly what it sounded like. When I saw the post, I was kind of mortified. I kind of lost a lot of respect for him just because he used the word fag to describe the guy. It's 2020. We don't use language like that anymore. And the guy is clearly a racist and a homophobe. If you look at his, if you follow him on Facebook, you can see all these weird posts. And he's clearly on drugs or an alcoholic, based on the posts that he shares on Facebook. I believe it was a year or so ago that he pretty much said that he wanted to have sex with his daughter. And that caught the attention of the media as well at that time. But today we're talking about, apparently he murdered a gay man who attempted to sexually assault him when he was 13. So this would have been back in like 1973. Marty Jannetty was born in 1960 in Columbus, Georgia, and he said he was about 13 at the time. He was working at a bowling alley, I believe it was called Vista Lanes, which isn't open anymore, it's no longer there. But he was attempting to buy marijuana from a guy that also worked at the bowling alley, and they went out to the car. The guy tried to make a move on him, and he got upset. He tried to leave the car, and then the guy came around, grabbed him by the hair, pulled him around to the back of the bowling alley and tried to rape him, is what he claims. And I guess there was a brick nearby. He grabbed it and bashed the guy in the head. He said he didn't mean to kill the guy, is exactly his words. So that, to me, he says he killed the guy. What happened next, he claims the guy went missing. And then in his Facebook post, he said they should have looked in the Chattahoochee River. So the guy clearly confessed to killing this guy. Self-defense or not, you don't hide the body. If it was self-defense and you didn't have anything to hide, call the police. You're 13 years old. I get it. He was probably scared, but what did you do with the body? Where did this guy end up? Marty Jannetty, you clearly did something wrong, and you're going to have to answer to it. And the Georgia Bureau of Investigation and the Georgia Chris Pounty Sheriff's Department and the Georgia Columbus Police are all looking into this, so Marty Jannetty's got a lot to answer to. When I saw the post, I sent it to the Georgia Bureau of Investigation, and I got a call back from Georgia Sheriff Sergeant Ben Bray, who was working on a cold case, a body found in April of 1975. Actually, it wasn't a body, it was remains When they found the remains, they determined that it had been months that the body wasn't discovered. So, of course, they can't identify the body based on what's left. So I asked him if it's possible that that missing person, that John Doe that they had, that cold case they've been working on, could have been the person that Marty Jannetty made disappear. Ben Bray said that they were looking into it. So, Marty Jannetty, you got a lot to answer to. You got a lot of eyes on you from Georgia law enforcement. I'm going to share with you the interview he did the night of the Facebook post, which was taken down, not by him, by Facebook, because he violated community standards. I happened to report that post to Facebook along with other people, and it got removed. So this is him later that night talking to Boston Wrestling on their YouTube page. Have a listen. This guy is clearly disturbed.
This is Eclipsed, what's going on in professional wrestling. Maybe I think a lot of people misunderstood what you were trying to say in that post. I think there were a lot of people on the internet that wanted to... They wanted to have fun with it, and I didn't think it was very fun, considering what it was that you actually went through.
Now, you're a 13-year-old that almost got raped.
So you,
if I couldn't have handled myself, that dude would have raped me.
Well, let's maybe try and explain the situation as it is, in case there are some fans that might not be familiar with it.
You know what? I got phone calls, because I put it on Facebook.
Right.
And I got phone calls from people that cared, and they said, Marty, the police are coming after you. Because I guess, you know, I said he disappeared.
Right. So what happened was...
I didn't say I killed him. I said he disappeared.
And people took that as to what you meant. So again, let's rewind.
And one of the headlines was Marty admits to murder.
Right. Well, another one I saw was Marty Jannetty kills gay man. And that one really blew my mind. I don't care what that guy was. Yeah,
see there? Now I want to rip somebody's head off.
Any predator that goes after a kid deserves anything they get. I don't care if they're gay, straight, or anywhere in between. That's keeping a monster off of the street.
You know what I did wrong on that particular incident?
Well, here's what happened. You worked at this bowling alley. You told us here last week you were a great bowler as a kid.
Still am.
Even with one leg, you can still bowl.
One leg with bad ankles,
And as a 13-year-old kid in junior high school, you were looking to, I guess, get a little cannabis for recreational use.
I worked at the bowling alley, I worked there.
All right,
it was called Victory Lanes. My Columbus, Georgia people, my homies are going to know. I worked there.
Yeah.
And I worked around back, and he was the front desk clerk. But I knew he had weed. He always had weed.
And you wanted to buy the marijuana.
I always used to laugh a lot on weed. I still do. I don't smoke it no more. Let me go ahead and tell a lie. I don't smoke it anymore. I don't smoke it any less, as Davey Boy Smith would say. But he was known to, sell the weed. What I didn't know is he lured in a little kid. I didn't know none of that. All I know is I want to get me a little bag of weed, smoke it, laugh like hell. That's all.
And you said you went to make the transaction with him, he took you, I guess, around the back of the bowling alley?
Well, no. Actually, we started in his car in the front parking lot.
Okay.
We got in the car and, he gave me the bag of weed. Mm-hmm. But he reached over and grabbed me down there. Mm-hmm. And he goes, what's this? And I was like, nah, I'll jump back. And I don't want to say his name was Bob, but we used to make fun of him because we knew he was gay. It was known he was gay. Mm-hmm. He just never touched me before. And I say to Bob, that was his real name.
Yeah.
But we always said, because he would bob and he would kneel. He'd get on his knees.
I got you.
Bob and Neil. It was known, but I did not expect, because I knew it wasn't the first day I met him.
Right.
I knew him. That's how I knew to get the weed from him. And we're in the car, and he grabbed me there, and I'm like, no. I got nothing against gay people. Mm-hmm. A lot of my friends are gay as hell. Pat Patterson. But that don't bother me. Just don't push the issue on me, because I'm not that way.
And that wasn't even pushing an issue on an adult. You were a 13-year-old junior high school
student. Yeah, and he grabbed me like that. Well, I say grabbed me. He gently fondled me. He reached down. He goes, "What's this?" You know, it was my dick and balls. And I was like, no. And I wanted to get out of the car, and he got mad. He got angry. And he came around, he jumped out the car, came around, and he grabbed me by my hair. Even though I was 13, I was already into sports. Mm-hmm. He was big. He was a big old boy, maybe 6 foot. Yeah. And when he grabbed me by the hair, I couldn't get away. I'm like, but I couldn't get away.
So you got out of the car to flee, and he chased you to the back of the bowling alley.
He drugged me back there.
He grabbed me
by his car. Yeah. He grabbed me by the hair and by my shirt, which I was mad about because we didn't have money when I was young.
Yeah.
We never had money. But it was a new shirt. And he's fucking got it. He's got me by the shirt, and he's got me by the hair, and he's dragging me to the back of the bowling alley. Mm-hmm. And he got me back there, and he threw me on the ground. And remember, I'm 13. This is a big old boy.
Right.
I'm 13. He threw me to the ground, and he tried to. He was starting to unbutton. He was trying to take my pants, pull my pants down.
Well, and how did you wind up getting away from this man to avoid being fully victimized?
I probably don't need to say this, right. But there was a brick laying there.
Right. All right. Well, I look at it like...
And what I said on my Facebook post, I'm not going to lie about nothing.
Yeah.
Man, what do you do when you're 13?
That's why I'm so angry about the people trying to exploit it. You did the right thing. I'd like to see, as I mentioned earlier on.
It was the right thing in that moment. I don't know how I
bash his head
that.
In with the brick. That's how you handle it as a 13-year-old kid. You did the right thing. That should happen.
He was an athlete. I ain't letting this fucking guy. I don't give a shit fucking how big he is. You ain't fucking me.
You were just protecting yourself.
And I was scared. I won't lie. I was scared.
Because I tell you this, there's going to be a lot of kids in the world that have gone through what happened to you. There'll be kids in the future that happen, whether it's your son, your daughter, your niece, your nephew, someone in the community. It happens to kids. And the people that subject them to that deserve to be hurt, no matter how that man was hurt that night.
I can't go that route. I can't say he deserved to be killed. I didn't say I killed him.
I'll say it.
I can't say he deserved to die. But he deserved to get his ass beat. And when I was beating him in the head with a brick, I was only trying to beat his ass. I wasn't trying to kill him.
I guess maybe the best way to put it is after you beat this man in the head that tried to victimize you as a 13-year-old kid, did he ever come back to try and do it again?
I hate to say this because somebody told me not to do any interviews. TMZ wanted to get me in a coverage on local news because of that damn post.
Yeah.
And one of my girlfriends told me, don't, because one of her best friends is a policeman in South Chicago, and imagine what he sees.
Right.
But he told her, he goes, he messed up by putting that on the internet, and now they're gonna do research, and evidently they are. One of my sheriff friends, he called me, goes, "What did you do?" And I said, "Are you talking about the post on Facebook?" He goes, "I don't know. I just know they're putting a warrant out to go arrest you."
I can only look at what you went through as you were a victim. You were abused. You were attacked. And what you did was just a matter of survival. It was like an animal instinct. And I applaud you for doing it.
I don't know if it was even survival. I just know he's not getting in, up in my asshole.
All right.
He's not fucking me
too.
In the ass.
Yeah. Well, Marty, you've heard from media outlets all over the country, in and out of professional wrestling. Is there anything more you'd like to add to the story? Again, I want to present this as what I believe it to be. A teenage kid that was attacked. Not Marty Jannetty, the wrestler, attacking gay people. That's what the president calls fake news. What I believe this really is, you shared a story in a weak moment as a teenage kid when you were attempted to be violated.
The whole reason I did it, the whole reason I did it was
the
one
Jamaican
of my girlfriends.
Woman, yeah.
Yes, Winnie, and I shouldn't have said her name, but I was trying to, when that shit happened to me, mm-hmm. I That hurt me, man. I was upset. Can you imagine dragging a guy that just tried to fuck you in the ass? Can you imagine dragging him to the river and throwing him in and then finding out in the news this guy's missing? And you know the dude, and you know more than that.
But even worse,
that fucking affected me bad, bro. It hurt me, and I made my mind up that day. Nobody, and it was daylight. He didn't even do it in the dark. Nobody would ever hurt me again, and that comes with jealousy. My girlfriends are jealous. I can't stand jealousy. No. I can't stand jealousy.
I can understand that.
And I was
that.
Just trying to let her know that maybe I shouldn't have went and said all that, because I never told that. Because my brother Gino, bad boy, not one to mess with. And I never could tell him, because I know what he would have done if I told him, but I already took care of it myself.
Well, for all of the experts out there in the world, Marty, right now, that have, they've made the headlines however they wanted to word it, I again wish they would look at it from the point of view. When you made that post on Facebook, it was from the point of view of a 13-year-old child being sexually assaulted by a man down in Georgia. I don't know how anyone could look down upon you for what you may have done that day.
And let me ask them this.
Sure.
How would they have handled it?
Exactly. And how would they wanted them to handle it if it was one of their kids? You tell me that.
All I know, bro, is that man no other kids never had to worry about him.
And I tell you this, I bet there's a very strong likelihood you weren't the first person he ever did that to, the first kid that may have been violated.
Probably not, because he was known to be gay.
Well,
and
I don't know.
I would say this right out front. I got no problem with gay people. Some of my best friends are gay. I'm just not that way.
Right.
But don't come at me.
Right. And again, not only that, but you were a child. And I would, hopefully every kid will be lucky enough to be in your position if they attempt to be attacked, that they have a brick or some kind of a weapon around to be able to fend off the person trying to violate them. I think you were lucky, and I think you did the right thing.
It might not have been right. Maybe. No. And I'm not saying right now that he died, but I'm just saying a person don't need to die because they're fucked up in the head.
But if they're going to attack little kids, I think they should die. But that's just my opinion.
Okay, I'll let you have that one.
Well, that's the variety of life, my friend. We're all entitled to our opinions. Marty, this post that has certainly gone viral, I mean, it's been all over even the sports news here in Boston. It was on some of the talk radio today.
MZ called me.
Right. Believe me, we've been getting the emails all day. Is there anything you'd like to add as we close this out?
I still like women.
All right. Well, that's good to know. Marty, we're looking forward to our series kicking off SummerSlam Thursday, 9 p.m. every week. It's going to be Wrestling Inside His Party with Marty, along with our fun that we have every Tuesday with Tony Atlas at 9 p.m. on the YouTube. Hopefully, this is going to be a great platform for you to share your professional wrestling experience.
I think it will. Hey, let me ask you something real quick, though.
What do we got?
What would you have done if a guy attacked you?
I would have done 110% exactly what you had done. And I tell you this. If he ever did it to the kids in my life, I would have done 200% what you did to him. Okay. So that's the point of view I look at it as.
And that's correct. I think it's correct. You know what's crazy, Dan? When it's happening, mm-hmm. You're in the moment.
Right. You're not thinking logically. You were a kid.
Yeah, you're not used to that.
Yeah,
my daddy
I hope
never
not.
Do that to me. My brothers didn't ever do that to me. Nobody, none of my friends ever did that to me. What the fuck is happening? This guy's trying to fuck me. I knew what he was trying to do when he was trying to yank my pants down. Yeah. I knew what he was going to do. Or he's going to try to.
Mm-hmm. Well,
and that was something new. That didn't happen all my young life.
I'm sorry that you had to go through it.
That's all right, man. It was a long time ago.
Well, you know what?
So there you have it, right from Marty Jannetty himself. Kind of biased host there of that show. Obviously, they're friends. As he said, he wanted to give this guy the interview before TMZ. Kind of egging him on, like justifying a murder. Yeah, I get it. It was self-defense. But I mean, one bash at the face with a brick could have been enough, but not enough to kill the guy. And again, if it was self-defense and you did kill him, why not call the police instead of hiding a body? Marty Jannetty, pure and simple, you're a murderer. You're a racist. You're a homophobe. I think you need to disappear from Facebook, disappear from social media. I think you need to cooperate with the police, and I think you need to make amends with what you did and try living up to your name as a WWE superstar. I don't think there's any other way around it. You need to make good here. And I think you need to apologize, you know, calling him a fag, you know, whatever. He tried to rape you, whatever. That kind of language this day and age is not appropriate. And you have fans out there still. I don't know why, because you kind of haven't wrestled and been relevant in over 30 years. But I think you need to make amends for what you did. And I think by turning yourself into the police, talking to them, giving them the information they need, is the only way you're going to be able to do that. I know you were in Florida the night that you recorded the interview with Boston Wrestling, so you're not far from Georgia. You know, call them, do what you can to make amends for what you've done. That's all. Well, that's it for today. I wanted to keep this welcome back episode as, you know, short and sweet until we can plan on some more shows, get some guests on, talk more about geek culture and, you know, further. We'll talk about more about Marty Jannetty's process of how this investigation is going to work out in the future. So thanks for coming back. Thanks for joining us. Share us, with your friends on Facebook, get us some listeners. And in the future, we're going to add listener thoughts here. If you download the Anchor app, you can send me voice messages that I can add to the podcast. So get your opinion out there. I think that's a nice feature of this app. So yeah, we'll be back, and you know, just give us some stars on Apple Podcasts, and we'll be back.